成都市2023级高中毕业班第一次诊断性检测，英语。现在是听力试音时间。
Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No.Not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework, and I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit,And we spend time together.
I see. Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No, not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework,And I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit. And I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit, and we spend time together.
I see.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hi, my family and I had lunch there an hour ago. I think I dropped my wedding ring as I was taking off my gloves.Could you have a look? Oh, wait. Sorry, it was in my handbag.
Okay, madam. Have a good day.
Hi. My family and I had lunch there an hour ago. I think I dropped my wedding ring as I was taking off my gloves. Could you have a look? Oh, wait. Sorry, it was in my handbag.
Okay, madam. Have a good day.
Hey, Vahid, you look really tired. Did you stay up late to finish the task?
Actually, my train was delayed, so I got home after 10 p.m. Luckily, I did most of the work at the station and the rest on the train.
Hey, Vahid, you look really tired. Did you stay up late to finish the task?
Actually, my train was delayed, so I got home after 10 p.m.Luckily, I did most of the work at the station and the rest on the train. I think that art festival we went to yesterday was really terrible. I don't know why it's so popular.
Really? I think it was really interesting.We saw things we'd never seen before.
I think that art festival we went to yesterday was really terrible. I don't know why it's so popular.
Really? I think it was really interesting. We saw things we'd never seen before.
I guess I could come back and pay you on Saturday.
Unfortunately, we'll be closed then. So either later today, Friday, or next Monday.
Well, I have to work today, and on Fridays we always have meetings, so it'll have to be after the weekend. I guess I could come back and pay you on Saturday.
Unfortunately, we'll be closed then. So either later today, Friday, or next Monday.
Well, I have to work today, and on Fridays we always have meetings, so it'll have to be after the weekend.
Good morning, sir. May I see your driver's license? You almost had an accident there.
Of course. I just got it last month, and I wasn't going fast.
Well, as a new driver, you can't drive on the motorways alone. Please stay away from motorways. Good morning, sir. May I see your driver's license? You almost had an accident there.
Of course. I just got it last month, and I wasn't going fast.
Well, as a new driver, you can't drive on the motorways alone. Please stay away from motorways.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后。有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Alex, I'm so excited. I started my new job today. I still answer calls and send emails.But I also have to be with the manager when he's in a meeting. It's tiring, but so much better than sitting at my desk all day.
That's terrific. I wish Dawn would give me something new to work on. I've been in this position for too long.
Why don't you talk to her?
Well, Linda, you know she doesn't change her mind easily, but I think I will give it a try.
Alex, I'm so excited. I started my new job today. I still answer calls and send emails, but I also have to be with the manager when he's in a meeting. It's tiring, but so much better than sitting at my desk all day.
That's terrific. I wish Dawn would give me something new to work on. I've been in this position for too long.
Why don't you talk to her?
Well, Linda...You know, she doesn't change her mind easily, but I think I will give it a try.
听第七段材料，回答第八至九题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Good morning, Seaside Hotel. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room for next Tuesday.
Sure, we have single rooms and double rooms available.
A double room, please. And does the room have a sea view? That's very important to us.
Yes, all our double rooms face the sea. The price is $120 a night, including breakfast.
That sounds reasonable. Can I pay in cash when I arrive?
Sure, but I'm afraid we require a credit card number to hold the reservation.
Oh, I see. Let me get my card.
Good morning, Seaside Hotel. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room for next Tuesday.
Sure. We have single rooms and double rooms available.
A double room, please. And does the room have a sea view? That's very important to us.
Yes, all our double rooms face the sea. The price is $120 a night, including breakfast.
That sounds reasonable. Can I pay in cash when I arrive?
Sure, but I'm afraid we require a credit card number to hold the reservation.
Oh, I see. Let me get my card.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I had dinner at Mark's house last night. His father made a delicious Italian dessert.
Oh, yes, Mark. We did sports in middle school. The three of us had a lot of fun together. Haven't seen him recently. I remember his parents are Italian, aren't they? I keep forgetting that because Mark's English is so good.
Of course it is. He was born in Texas. And his mother's not Italian. She's French. That's what they all speak to each other, though they used English when I was there. Mark has to go to classes on Saturdays to learn to read and write Italian. To hear him speak on the phone to his grandmother in Rome, you'd think it was his first language.
Wow, that's impressive. Does his grandmother speak any English, or do they only communicate in Italian?
Not really. She only knows a few basic words. Mark says practicing with her helps him improve his Italian speaking skills a lot. I had dinner at Mark's house last night. His father made a delicious Italian dessert.
Oh, yes, Mark. We did sports in middle school. The three of us had a lot of fun together. Haven't seen him recently. I remember his parents are Italian, aren't they? I keep forgetting that because Mark's English is so good.
Of course it is. He was born in Texas. And his mother's not Italian. She's French. That's what they all speak to each other, though they used English when I was there. Mark has to go to classes on Saturdays to learn to read and write Italian. To hear him speak on the phone to his grandmother in Rome, you'd think it was his first language.
Wow, that's impressive. Does his grandmother speak any English, or do they only communicate in Italian?
Not really. She only knows a few basic words. Mark says practicing with her helps him improve his Italian speaking skills a lot.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Tom. I heard you've been working as a volunteer at the National Museum for several months now. How's that going?
It's been amazing. I work there every Saturday, explaining exhibits to visitors. Some of the volunteers sell tickets. The experts get to study the historical items up close.
That sounds interesting. What made you decide to volunteer there?
Well, I've always loved history since I was a child. When the museum posted a notice looking for volunteers last year, I applied immediately. I thought it would be an excellent chance for me to do what I love.
That makes sense. Did you get any training?
Yes. The museum provided a 2-week training program before we started. We learned about the exhibits, visitor service, and safety procedures.
Sounds quite professional. How has this experience benefited you?
I used to walk through museums quickly. Now I slow down and take enough time to explore every exhibit in the museum. This experience has influenced me a lot. I have decided to become a history teacher.
Hi, Tom. I heard you've been working as a volunteer at the National Museum for several months now. How's that going?
It's been amazing. I work there every Saturday, explaining exhibits to visitors. Some of the volunteers sell tickets. The experts get to study the historical items up close.
That sounds interesting. What made you decide to volunteer there?
Well, I've always loved history since I was a child. When the museum posted a notice looking for volunteers last year, I applied immediately. I thought it would be an excellent chance for me to do what I love.
That makes sense. Did you get any training?
Yes. The museum provided a 2-week training program before we started. We learned about the exhibits, visitor service, and safety procedures.
Sounds quite professional. How has this experience benefited you?
I used to walk through museums quickly. Now I slow down and take enough time to explore every exhibit in the museum. This experience has influenced me a lot. I have decided to become a history teacher.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending this presentation. As you know, we have upgraded our Adventure shampoo to make it more modern, and we have renamed it Adventure Tech. Our research identifies the target market as men who are fond of outdoor activities and technical devices, such as smartwatches, drones, etc. Therefore, we designed a bottle that truly appeals to this group. I am pleased to present the final design today. As you can see, the bottle looks like a black metal water bottle and is decorated with patterns of digital screens to remind users of their smart devices. A key feature of the design is that it fits smoothly into your hand and can be opened with just one hand, which is perfect for hiking trips. Regarding the sizes, we offer a regular size and a smaller travel size. Originally, we planned to sell the regular one first. However, our team worked hard, and both are ready now. Finally, we will start the marketing campaign next month, and the product will be officially launched in 2 months.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending this presentation. As you know, we have upgraded our Adventure shampoo to make it more modern, and we have renamed it Adventure Tech. Our research identifies the target market as men who are fond of outdoor activities and technical devices, such as smartwatches, drones, etc. Therefore, we designed a bottle that truly appeals to this group. I am pleased to present the final design today. As you can see, the bottle looks like a black metal water bottle and is decorated with patterns of digital screens to remind users of their smart devices. A key feature of the design is that it fits smoothly into your hand and can be opened with just one hand, which is perfect for hiking trips. Regarding the sizes, we offer a regular size and a smaller travel size. Originally, we planned to sell the regular one first. However, our team worked hard and both are ready now. Finally, we will start the marketing campaign next month, and the product will be officially launched in 2 months.